Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I am joined with Randy Hankins.
Hello.
Who is in my office, who just preached a sermon this last Sunday in our series entitled To the Church at 7601 West Foster. And your sermon this last week was entitled To Be a Church.
Yep.
So what does it mean to be a church, especially in light of going through the book of Philippians like you did? And then what were some of the things that you talked about?
I talked about a number of things in Philippians, but specifically focused on the Greek word to think that we called the attitude word, and mm-hmm. looked at the different usages of that and what it means to be and have a selfless attitude as opposed to selfish in the church.
Right, because you're one of the things that we have identified is that in this series we've talked about things that we need to hear as a church, like who are we going to be going forward. And so in the book of Philippians, one of your main points, I wrote it down, I think I got the verbiage somewhat close, but selfishness ruins or destroys the attitude that fosters unity. So talk us through that main kind of premise, maybe, that because you talked about the attitude word in Philippians and traveled through. So how does selfishness destroy that attitude that fosters unity?
Right. And then, and you know, the key verses that we looked at in chapter 2 and verses 14, 15, and 16 was that of, you know, do not be a grumbler or a complainer.
Yeah.
And it really was an exhortation individually to each of us and our disposition and our grumbling and complaining in general about life to God. And what that shows about our relationship with God, and then applies it to collectively. If we're grumbling and complaining, we're selfish. We're thinking of ourselves and not others. And in being a church, if we're being selfish and thinking of ourselves, and there's a lot of outplays in that within a church, whether it's in leadership or whether it's in what goes on or serving or helping or an entitlement mentality, if we're being selfish, then we can't be a church in the way that it's of one mind and one likeness and one same thinking, which was that of Christ Jesus and our great example of his humility in chapter 2.
Right, yeah. So I liked how you had toyed around with the idea of like reading. It's so hard because like when you do study on a text, it's like, okay, obviously you interpret the text in light of the context. And so you wanted to read through the entire book of Philippians and decided that we couldn't really do that with the time allotted. So, but you did survey and you kind of walked our way through that. And one of the first things that we come to an understanding of is that God is wanting to, he started a good work in us, mm-hmm. and he wants to complete it. So there are things that God wants to do in us individually and as a church, and our selfishness can get in the way of that.
And that was a great example of, and it was the first use of that word to think, and that was a good example of how Paul viewed the church and his fellow brothers and sisters in the church. He viewed them that we're all in it together and that we're all a work of God that he created in Christ Jesus that he's going to complete. And I thought that's just a great picture of how we can view each other in humility.
Mm, yeah. So the other thing I was thinking about too, we just talked about this, but the outworking is like, it's such a practical application, like don't grumble.
Right.
Don't complain, because we're so tempted to do that. And if God wants to do that work in us as a church and as individuals, it kind of connects the narrative back to the Exodus story. Like the promised land was there. God wanted to get his people into the promised land, had this agenda, had an idea in mind. But what kept them from the promised land was their habitual complaining, grumbling.
Right.
And so that's an interesting thing, is like we can actually create these hurdles and hinder the work of God in our midst by our own selfish, you know, ambitions of complaining or grumbling or feeling that we've been wronged. And you said something that hit me that I thought was important, is like, why not risk being wronged for the sake of the unity of the body? So talk a little bit about that maybe.
Yeah, we hold on to that, what, you know, where we have been wronged.
Yeah.
You know, like we tend to hold on to that. And, you know, I just suggested that that's really selfish. And really, we're holding unity hostage when we're holding on to those things that how we have been wronged.
Yeah.
And Moses had used that, or Paul had used that reference to Moses also of us being the world we live in is a crooked and depraved generation. and we're to shine like stars in the universe, or shine as lights.
Yeah.
Some versions say, and that's really the difference that we're supposed to be. That's the contrast.
Yeah.
And so the purpose of having the selfless attitude, to not being selfish, to striving toward unity, the purpose of that is to present the gospel
to
the world. And in order to do that, we have to be different.
Yes.
And so when we grumble and complain and dispute or argue, all the many things that we do that's positive and service and worship and everything else kind of gets muted
it's
to the
clouded.
World.
Yeah.
You know, it gets covered. And so the light doesn't shine as it should because they don't see a difference. They see grumbling and complaining just like the world does.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. I mean, I think that, is there anything else that you wanted to share? You had a sermon illustration that your son worked hard to get ready for you,
yes.
and then you didn't use. So
no, I didn't use it. I skipped over it. I would say I forgot it, or maybe didn't have time. But it was just basically, it was a giant light bulb that I was going to power up. And really, the light bulb works because there's a voltage, and a voltage is defined as a potential difference. Mm. Without that difference, the electrons cannot flow through and then energize that load or that light bulb or that filament and heat that gas that produces the light. And so if we're not different, we don't have that potential difference, the world can't see the light in us.
Yeah.
And then I would say the final thing would be that we, even right after the services, I was talking to people, I realized that having this understanding that we need to have that attitude or proper attitude, and even confessing bad attitudes, is the easy part.
Actually doing it.
Going out and doing it and having a selfless attitude
is
difficult, and that is where we need the help of the Holy Spirit and need to be grounded in the Word.
Yeah, that's great. And for those of you that don't know, Randy is an electrician. So
yes.
I think we should just do a podcast where you just talk, because all this knowledge was just there. Like, I'm sure you'd have to, like, study for it. Like, I would not know, but you just know this stuff. So,
well, in one field, at least.
There you go. So we are really excited about the last 2 weeks of the series. We're going to be talking about the glory of God. Pastor Paul will be sharing about that. And then the final week on September 4th, I'll be talking about a church that needs to hold on to the message of the gospel. So we hope to see you out this next weekend at the Bethel Community.
Take care.